Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm Danielle, the office manager at Striving Together Publications. Striving Together Publications is a ministry committed to providing you with life-changing books and resources. One of my favorite things about working for Striving Together is hearing your stories. Stories of how God has used a book, a CD, or a Sunday school curriculum in your life and ministry. Every day, we rejoice that our resources are helping others to come to Christ and helping Christians grow in their faith. Our online store is filled with resources that will encourage you and those you love. Be sure to visit us at strivingtogether.com, or we would love to talk personally with you. Just call toll-free at 1-800-201-7748. Thank you for allowing us to serve you through Striving Together Publications.
So many people in this world are striving to recover from addictions, from past abusive situations, and even from the consequences of bad decisions. Does this describe you or someone that you love? Next on Daily in the Word, we're going to study with Dr. Paul Chappell, Recovery with God. Stay with us. So many people in our world are in the process of recovery. So many of us have been hurt. So many of us have made bad decisions that have led to difficult and painful, long-lasting consequences. So many of us have faced abusive situations where somebody in our past did something or even continually did something that dramatically impacted our lives. And yet others are struggling with substance abuse, like alcohol or drugs. Well, maybe someone you know is dealing with one of these things. Whatever the need, recovery, authentic, lasting, life-changing recovery from the inside out, truly does begin with God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the preaching, the teaching, the encouragement of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our series presently is entitled Recovery with God. This is an entire series of messages that help take a life from the very beginning of life with God through a process of restoration and growth and true, lasting, authentic life change. I'll tell you in a moment how you can download this entire series and maybe give it to a friend, or you can listen to recent broadcasts if you're coming into the middle of the program. We would love for this series to touch your life in a very special way. Before we join today's message, I want to invite you to visit dailyintheword.org. You can subscribe to this program via a podcast. You can listen to recent programs or download them and listen to them later. You could pass it along to a friend. There are many other resources on the website that will encourage you in your Christian life and in your walk with the Lord. And there's also a way that you can be a part of the ministry of Daily in the Word. Would you prayerfully consider a monthly contribution to help us cover the costs of airtime and supporting this ministry? Your investment is an investment into the Word of God going into the hearts and lives of people all across the country and even in many foreign countries. Take a moment and visit Daily in the Word and consider joining us in the effort of teaching and preaching the Word of God. But now, today's message. It's entitled Experiencing a Meaningful Relationship with Jesus Christ. This is the third message in this series, and our text is Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. Let's join Pastor Chappell for this third step in our series on recovery.
I remember some years ago reading a Charlie Brown comic, and Lucy came up to Charlie, and you know, Lucy's always trying to be the philosopher and so forth, and she says, Now, Charlie, life is like a desk chair. You know, sometimes we point that chair off into the future to see where we're going. And sometimes we point the chair to see where we've been or to see where we are. And Charlie thought about that for a moment. And he said, I can't even get my chair unfolded. And sometimes we feel like that in life, you know. We just can't go anywhere. We just can't take care of our burdens and our problems. But God is a loving God to pity you when you can't get your chair unfolded, to pity you when you can't seem to get momentum going in life. He cares about you. And I want to say this also. He cares about you the way you are. So many times the feelings of guilt and discouragement come upon a person to the point that they think, why, look at these other people in this church. They're so perfect. And by the way, may I just pull over and park here for a moment? They're not. We're all sinners just saved by the grace of God. But sometimes the devil comes along and causes us to think that God couldn't love us the way we are. But I want you to remember one of the great verses from what we call the Romans Road, Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, before the foundations of this world, God knew every wicked thought you'd ever have and every dastardly deed that you would ever commit and every wicked and abominable thing that you would ever see, say, or do. And God said, I love you. And he chose you. And he loves you. And he wants to have a relationship with you. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. A God who pities us and a God who loves us, you see. And so not only can you know God through Christ and through his word, but you can really get to know God and you can learn that he's all knowing, he's all loving. And then thirdly, another one of his attributes, he's all powerful. He's all powerful. Omnipotent is our God. A mighty bulwark is our God. What a great truth this is. Now, the reason this excites me is because God can do what he says he's going to do. He has power backing it up. And you know, the fact of the matter is we hear all of the sayings, you know, and we think about Prudential getting a piece of the rock, and when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen, and all this nonsense. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. Sometimes the piece of the rock that this world has to offer is a crumbling rock. You can't trust the stock market. You can't trust the economy. You can't trust the employment situations of this world, but you can trust God because he is all powerful and he can fulfill his promises. You say, well, why are you so confident of that? Listen, why don't you just read the first verse of the Bible sometime? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Friend, if he can create it, he can take care of it. If he can create you, he can take care of you. He is all powerful. Luke 18 and verse 27, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Now, a friend of mine, Dr. Tom Malone, came up to a lady one time, and he said to her, how you doing this morning? And she said, oh, I'm doing fine under the circumstances. And he said to her, well, what are you doing under there for? And sometimes we choose to stay under those circumstances instead of putting our hand in the hand of the creator of this world who has power to fulfill his word, you see. He tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God, who is faithful, will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation or the trial also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. In other words, God says, I don't know what your burden is. I don't know what your sinful temptation is. I don't know what your trial is this morning. But God will make a way of escape. God will give you a way out. God has power to help you. And so this morning, as we consider this matter of experiencing a meaningful relationship with God, I want to remind you, first of all, you can know God. And I want you to know, secondly, you can know him really well. You can know his attributes. You can get to know specific things about God. And thirdly, I want you to see this morning, you can experience a meaningful relationship with God. A meaningful relationship with God. Now, knowing God is not just about knowing attributes, knowing facts, but knowing God is something that we want to bring down to the personal level today. And if that's going to happen, there are a few things I want you to see with me this morning. First of all, we must realize that our best efforts aren't enough. We've got to come back to that. We've got to come back because the human tendency is to want God to be a part of the equation. We want God to be a part of the solution to our problem. My friend, he's not a part of the equation. He is the solution. And so we've got to recognize that our best efforts are not enough. Now, Isaiah 64 and verse 6 is so clear on this. It says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Now you'll notice in Isaiah 64, 6, the word all is mentioned 1, 2, 3 times, and it's specifically saying that every single one of us, our righteousness, our good works, what we think we have in the sense of power, in the sense of ability, it's all unrighteousness, or it's all as filthy rags to God who is perfect. You see, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we fall short. We must recognize that our best efforts through control, through denial, through manipulation, our best efforts aren't going to cut it. They're not going to get us through. We can't work our way through. We can't deny our way through. We can't control our way through. And so we need God's help. We need to recognize that we are not as powerful. We are not as smart as we think sometimes. A friend of mine a few years ago got a brand new computer. Boy, he was excited. He got that thing up on his desk, and he started trying to get it to go, and he was pressing every kind of a button, code after code, trying to get that thing to boot up, and boy, he just couldn't get anything to happen there, and he was getting mad at the computer, and he was getting ready to call the company and ask for his money back, and his four-year-old daughter walked in, and she looked at that computer. She said, "Wow, Daddy, what a pretty computer. Can I plug it in for you?" You know, sometimes we think that's the last time that's going to happen to me. Boy, I'm going to give that guy a piece of my mind. I'm going to work my way through this. And we have the best laid plans, but we're not even plugged in sometimes. And the fact of the matter is that we need to realize that our best efforts aren't enough. Secondly, we need to receive God's gift of salvation. Now, if you're here this morning and you really want a meaningful relationship with God, and I think that's why some of you are in church this morning. And if you want a meaningful relationship with God, please don't overlook what we mentioned in the first part of this message. You cannot know that apart from Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Why? Because our works are like filthy rags. Have any of you ever tried to clean a car and you had a little bit of oil or grease on the rag and you're rubbing that rag into that car and the car is not getting clean and you're just perpetuating the problem? Why? Because our righteousness is as filthy rags. So God says we need to come to that place where we would lay aside our good works and where we would totally trust in Him, where we would say, "Lord, I confess to you, I'm a sinner. My best is as unrighteousness to you, and I ask you to be my Savior." And we must realize our best efforts aren't enough, and we must receive God's plan of salvation. And when we do, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are passing away, and all things are becoming new. My friend, that's what God intends for the Christian life. He does not intend for us to be living in yesterday's trash pile and problems and hurts. He intends for us to become new through the process called sanctification, through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. So we must realize our best efforts aren't enough. We must receive God's gift of salvation. And thirdly, we must rely on God's power for the future. We must rely on God's power for the future. Now, too many people today are living in their past. And they're struggling. Listen to me. Some of you that have struggled with this, you're struggling with the paralysis of analysis. You know, just thinking about the problems. And you just analyze it and analyze it. You analyze her, him, this, that. And you're paralyzed by it. And my friend, you are never going to have recovery until you rely on God's power for your future. And you're not going to rely on God's power for your future until, number one, you get out of the past. Get out of the past. Now, let's look back at our text for this morning, shall we? Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter 3. And Paul had a past, ladies and gentlemen. Paul had reasons for depression. Paul could have said, "I wish I would have been saved when I was younger. I wish I wouldn't have been so mean. I wish I would have had a relationship with this one or that one." He could have lived in the past, but he chose not to. And he says in Philippians 3:13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." He says, I'm going to tell you what God has used in my life. I'm going to give a personal testimony now. This one thing I do. And what does he say? This one thing begins with the phrase, "Forgetting those things which are behind." Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Friend, this morning, don't ruin your future by living in your past. God wants you to recognize that He is here to give to you a relationship. He wants to experience a relationship with you. And don't allow the paradigm of yesterday to ruin the potential of tomorrow. God wants to give to you a loving relationship that will help you in the future and for all of eternity. So we need to get out of the past. And secondly, we need to get into God's purpose for today. Get into God's purpose for today. My friend, God has a wonderful plan for your life. That is not just preacher talk. That is Jesus talk. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, Jesus says, for I have overcome the world. You will not have recovery. You will not be an overcomer apart from a living daily relationship with Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He wants you to know His purpose for your life. Now, that purpose is spoken of in Romans 8, 28 and 29. And we preached about this last year in a particular preaching series. But listen to it again. And we know. Don't you like that? You see, a lot of programs say, well, we hope, we think, you might, if you keep this, that, and the other. But God says, you can know this. And we know that all things work together for good. You say, you mean my trials, my hurts? Yes. It can work for good. And we know that all things work together for good. Listen, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to His, what's the next word? To His what? Purpose. God says some of these trials and hurts, I have a purpose with all of that in mind. Just quit focusing on the past and start asking, what's the purpose, God? What do you have in this? For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among the many brethren. Listen, God says, I want you to be more like my Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus was mocked. His beard was pulled, a crown of thorns upon His head. Listen, He never deserved to be spat upon. He never deserved to have a beating like He endured with the cat of nine tails. He never deserved to be put upon a cross. But I want to tell you something. God says, whatever little problems we're having, it is for the specific purpose that we might be conformed to the image of His Son, that we through our sufferings might know Him. Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. And listen, and the fellowship of His sufferings. Why don't you stop looking at your trials and your hurts as some terrible thing that you shouldn't have to endure? Why don't you put your pride and pity aside and say, God, You endured these things on my behalf, and I pray that through these trials I might become more like You. Help me to stop resenting yesterday. Help me to learn that all things can and do and will work together for what is good. God says, if you'll do that, you'll be conformed to My image. You'll become more like Me. Bible says in Philippians 2 and verse 12, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God says, look, I want to give you the will to get out of this. You don't have to try to think positive. You don't have to hype yourself up. God says, if you will open yourself to My Son and My Word, I'll give you the will and I'll give you the power. I'll give you the willpower to come through the trial in your life. You see, willpower on your own is not enough. But God promises that He'll give you the will and the power to be an overcomer, to have recovery from whatever trauma you've experienced in this life. Now, folks, I want to be honest with you. It takes courage to ask for help. It takes courage. And it takes honesty. And it takes humility. Some folks would rather switch jobs or switch relationships or switch churches or whatever than just admit, I need help. But if last week you learned that we must, as Christians today, recognize our need for God. And if you come to that place where you would say, I haven't apprehended, then secondly, you must learn the necessity of experiencing a vital personal relationship with God. It takes honesty to admit that we're sinners. It takes honesty to admit that we have needs. But when we do, God's mercy is poured out upon us. God's help is made available to us. Isaiah said it this way in Isaiah 43 and verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name, and thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When thou passest through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You see, my friend, God comes to us as his children, and he says, if you are hurting or you feel like you're going under for the last time, I have a hand out to you, and I'll pull you through. And if you feel like you're walking through the fire, if you'll keep your focus on me, you'll find that you'll be conformed to the image of my son. You will not be burned. You will not be destroyed, but you will be purified through that fire. And if you would simply say, Lord, I want to experience a right relationship with you, then God will use even the trials and the hurts to bring you to a place of maturity, to a place of freedom, and to a place of understanding like you never thought possible in this Christian life.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, presently delivering a series entitled Recovery Together with God. We're discovering how to truly, authentically recover, to heal from past abuse, from difficult decisions and the consequences that we're experiencing, or from addictions. Whatever your struggle, or whatever the struggle of someone you love, this series is a tremendous resource. You can find the entire series at dailyintheword.org. You can download it. You can pass it along to a friend. You can even subscribe to the podcast. I do hope you'll visit dailyintheword.org. You know, we love to hear from our listeners, and your investment, your partnership with us financially into this ministry helps us continue paying for airtime on this station and on stations all over the country. We thank the Lord for the privilege of teaching and preaching the Word of God in your life. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us? Pastor Chappell has just written a new book. It is a powerful book and a tremendous companion to our present series. It's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Discovering the Power of the Holy Spirit-Filled Life, a life that is empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. Living Beyond Your Capacity is a 200-page paperback book, brand new, right off the press. We've just had it a couple of months. We've been excited to place it into your hands, and we believe it will be life-changing. And we would like to send it to you this month for a gift of any amount to Daily in the Word. If you'll call us, or if you'll go on the website, dailyintheword.org, and click on the Donate tab, we would like to send you this book, Living Beyond Your Capacity, as our gift for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Again, you can do this at dailyintheword.org, or you can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. 1-800-201-7748. This book will change your life, or change the life of the person you give it to, I promise. Living Beyond Your Capacity will be a read that you'll never forget. So call us or visit the website and be a part of this ministry, and let us send you Living Beyond Your Capacity. Before we wrap up our program today, here's a word from Pastor Chappell.
Friend, have you ever made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You know, Christian growth is the process of a lifetime, but salvation is the miracle of a moment. Even right now, you could come to the Lord by faith and simply say to him in prayer, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I confess that to you. And I ask you to forgive me and to come into my life and be my personal Savior. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord can be saved. And if you are willing to turn from yourself, from your false religion, and put faith in Christ alone as your Savior, he promises to forgive your sin and to save you today. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again, that where I am, there ye may be also. To all those who have trusted in Christ, we have the wonderful promise
of spending our eternity with Jesus Christ. I hope you'll take time to consider God's love and to respond by faith to Jesus Christ and receive Him as your Savior today.
Well, thank you, Pastor and friend. Don't forget, we're heading to Alaska, August 2011, for our ministry cruise to Alaska. It is an adventure you will never forget. We would love to have you join us on this 7 days of exciting adventure and spiritual growth and tremendous Christian fellowship. You'll find more information at dailyintheword.org. Just click on the Alaska Cruise button. You'll see all of the information there. It is a week that you will never forget. I hope you'll join with us and go to Alaska in August of 2011. Again, for more information about our ministry or to talk to us personally, call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word at 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.